Welcome back to SEL Convergence. This is episode 41.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be back with you again for our podcast around social-emotional learning issues. Tonight, I am absolutely thrilled not only to have my friend Mike Mandel again working with us, but I have three of the most wonderful young adults I've had the privilege of working with. They are all from Daniel Boone School District and Daniel Boone High School, and they have been doing outstanding things for a number of years now. Can I ask you to introduce yourself, Hannah? Can you begin and tell folks just a tiny bit about you and what year you are in school?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Hannah Huddleston. I am a senior at Daniel Boone, and I really work with our Special Olympics area in our school, and yeah, it's really fun.
Thank you, Hannah. Jorge, could you go next?
Yep. My name's Jorge. I'm a junior at Daniel Boone, and I love doing what I do now, and I plan to keep on going.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you. And Ethan?
My name's Ethan Scott. I'm a junior. I'm involved with lacrosse. I'm involved with Unified Sports and helping out with Unified Ambassadors, like all three of us.
So let's start there, because all three of you have mentioned Unified Sports and Unified Ambassadors. And I've heard that idea in a few other school districts, but I've never seen the power and the commitment of Unified Sports that I see in Daniel Boone School District. Could you all comment on, for our listeners, what exactly that looks like, how it came to be, and where you have taken it?
Yeah, so I can start. So we started years ago. There were seven students, and then Bo Chappelle, our gym teacher, and then Tracy Huddleston, who was our wellness coordinator at the time, took us to your life skills conference. And from there, Mike was our counselor, actually. And we wanted to make a change in our school because we saw that there's some things that we need to work on. And from there, we wanted to add our Unified Sports, which are varsity level sports at our high school, which is pretty cool. And now there's over 100 students in the high school who participate in our club/organization, and it's all student led. Mr. Chappelle, of course, sees over everything, but he really pushes for the student voice, and we really appreciate that.
That's incredible. Jorge, what's been your experience with Unified Sports?
I think overall, for me, it's been a great experience. I've met more people that I thought I would never like talk to, and I'm growing greater like relationships, and I like being around the sports. Like I get to help with people, and I enjoy doing it. And anytime I'm around it, I will try to be there.
So I'm getting this sense, Jorge, that besides helping the athletes you're involved in, I get a sense that somehow this is helping you or kind of filling you up in some way. Is that correct?
Tremendously, yes, it is. It's helped me a lot. It's helped me. I feel like as a person, helped me grow. It helped me going. It helped myself to get out there and speak to bigger crowds and engage with people around the school and just in the hallway, just saying, "Hey, what's up?" to a person I never knew.
Beautiful. Thank you. Ethan, what's been your experience?
It's just been like, it's truly one of the best things I've ever been a part of. I'm super proud of everything that we've accomplished. And I have to just bounce off Jorge a little bit. Just helped me to grow tremendously as a person. I'm not very outgoing, and just interacting with so many different new kinds of people and just meeting new friends and making new connections is just it's an honor, honestly. It's amazing. It's a great experience. And I think that just our student body is so committed to making everything just as unified as possible. And I think the Unified Sports just amplifies that, and it just creates such a positive environment.
What has the building of relationships looked like or felt like for all three of you? Tell our listeners about the building of relationships, because we know social emotional learning teaches us that all of us as human beings are hardwired for relationship and connection. So tell us a little bit about that aspect of Unified Sports.
So for us, for Unified Sports, we really focus not on the competition itself, because obviously it is a sport, you want to do well in it, but we focus more on our relationships with each other and with our staff, to the point where we, like for bocce, Ethan and I are on our bocce team, we make sure we go to each staff member and we try and play a game against them. We have a staff or student bocce game, and we try and play against the other winter sports. So we're trying to build the sense of community in our school, which is helping us build relationships with other students who we hopefully will think that they can build with others, and it'll just connect as like one whole full round circle.
That's beautiful. Ethan, is bocce a winter sport?
Yeah, bocce is a winter sport. So we're in season right now. We just started last week, got two incredible new coaches, one of which worked very closely with one of our players from a very young age, Mr. Matt Huddleston.
Oh, and, Shane, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great. Him and Shane Ferguson. They also coached our Berks Unified soccer team. Not technically affiliated with Daniel Boone, but still a nice opportunity. Yeah, so it's been really nice.
That's beautiful. Do you play bocce indoors or outdoors?
It's an indoor sport. Usually we play it in like the main gym. Little like PVC pipes are set up. It's like a little arena, and then that's kind of the setup.
You guys have to teach me how to play bocce someday. I'd love it. I'm married to an Italian, so hopefully I can learn. Jorge, tell us about your relationship building with the folks that you work with.
There was a lot I could say about that. At first it was kind of hard for me because I wasn't always an outgoing person. And as I grew around people like Hannah, I've always like picked off of how she interacted with many people and how she interacted with me, not knowing me for, I don't know, last year's first, maybe the year before is the first time I met Hannah. And I grew such a big connection with everyone off of pigging, of seeing what other people are doing. And my relationship grew with everyone around me as I grew as a person by being around those people, because they're showing me other aspects of life where I don't think I would see them myself. Mm-hmm. So I think my relationships are getting better by being around those people.
So as I listen to you, Jorge, and to all three of you, I'm hearing concepts like inclusion. Everybody's welcome. I noticed that we have all of our various students involved, but I'm also hearing influence of the staff, and I'm hearing influence of volunteer adults from outside the school, like Mr. Huddleston. So you are truly building a sense of community. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell our listeners a little bit how you go about that and or how that feels.
So Daybook community is very different, I would say, compared to what my other friends from outside of school. I feel like in our community, if you see something that's like wrong or you see someone by yourself, our instinct right away, I feel like as a community, is to go help. Ever since I was young, it's always been that way with everything. So I feel as we jumped into SEL activities and learning more about what that meant, we started to build more of that sense of community, and we base ourselves off of inclusion. Like you said, that's our like main thing is inclusion in our school. So I feel like after we learned about SEL and how to go about that, it really brought the sense of inclusion even more to our school, which was already there before, which is amazing.
Ethan, Jorge, you want to comment on that at all?
Yeah, sure. I'm close with people from different schools, and like Hannah said, it just feels different. Like I hear things like I'll talk about Unified Sports and all our different Unified opportunities and Unified ambassadors, and people always say, well, we don't have that at, you know, such and such school. And, you know, it's just, it's nice in a way because people like to focus on the bad about our school. Like, you know, you go through the hallways, you hear people complaining about, you know, this and that and just terrible things that, you know, may or may not have happened. And,
yeah.
Honestly, I think that if you look at where our school is now, it's honestly, it's in a really good place. It's not perfect, but nothing's perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, everywhere has some issues, and I think that these opportunities they far outweigh the bad stuff going on, and I think that our community is like, it's you know, all the better for it.
That's a wonderful perspective, Ethan. Thank you, Jorge. You wanted to comment on that?
Yeah. Going off what Ethan said, I feel like we're being given. Great opportunities, and we're building the, like, as you were saying, we're building relationships together. And I think the name that us as a whole, as a school, as a district that we are growing is going to benefit everyone. And I think we have more to go.
Mm. So earlier in our talk together, I heard there are now 100 students involved in the unified sports activities. That's amazing. That's amazing. And you've built that 100 over how many years?
So it started when I was in eighth grade. Ethan was in seventh is when we originally started. So it's been 4 or 5 years since we started the Unified Ambassadors group.
And you started this when you were in middle school?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. So for our many, many school districts listening to our podcast, how does a school start this program?
It's a great question. So it depends on the school and your administration. We're lucky to have such supportive administration. But you just got to find that one adult or find your group that really believes in what you also believe and take initiative and just push it and do what you think needs to happen. I know when we came back from camp, we sent students to camp before, and they came back with these action plans that you guys did, but they didn't push for it. And that's what we really wanted to do. We wanted to come back and push for this change and get other people on board so people can see really what the impact of social emotional learning could be.
So you mentioned camp, and earlier you mentioned the Life Skills Conference. And that, of, as you know, is very, very dear to my heart. That's something we created all, I think, about 25 years ago now. And Mike's nodding his head. He was and continues to be an essential member of that team. Can you shift our conversation a little bit to life skills? First of all, share with our listeners a little bit about that experience for each of you, and then talk about how that experience has helped you build programming in Daniel Boone High School or middle school, I guess, since it began there.
It was a new experience for all of us. And so just taking what we could get out of it and bringing it back to our school was really important. Some of the different like SEL activities, just like games and stuff that we took away. Like that's, you know, it's small, but it's important. Like we don't have Unity Days without like those games like Jedi Knight, Alligator River, that stuff. Like it all seems just like a bunch of fun games when you're doing it. But it really, like, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have Unity Days. And if we didn't have Unity Days, we probably wouldn't be where we are.
That's wonderful. We're going to circle back to Unity Days in a little bit. Jorge, how about your experience at Life Skills?
It's one to remember for sure. It's something that I think I needed because it helped me grow as a person. It helped me become outgoing. It helped me take the initiative up to become a leader. I feel like from camp, I took many things. I took the role as a leader and the games and all that. I took it back, and I feel like I tried to help at our school with it, and at our Unity Days, whenever we have them, I feel like I'm ready now, as if I wasn't last year, to take the lead and show them of what I can do, like as a leader now, than as if I was before.
Beautiful. Now, Hannah, you're in a unique role because you began attending the Life Skills Conference as a student, and now I have the pleasure of having you on my staff.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for that. It's one of the best experiences. I call it my favorite week of the year. If you ask any of my friends, that's what I say. Starting off as a camper, as like attending, I was like, what the heck is this? Like, what am I getting myself into? And once you're there, you can't really describe what camp is, what Life Skills is. You kind of just have to be there and feel the family, the community, the like everything there is just all the feelings you that fill your cup. And I just kept going back. No matter what I could do, I was getting myself to Life Skills. And I somehow am happy that I ended up on your staff. It was dream come true, honestly, when you messaged me that. And I just love being able to take what I've learned as a student at Life Skills and help my group learn more from what I've learned and learn off of them, because I'm still learning even as part of your staff. I'm learning from these students.
Thank you. So for all our listeners and for my three friends here, we just had a meeting today. The brochures will be out soon. Registration, application information will be out soon. So that will come to all of you personally, and we'll be in communication very, very soon. Now, Ethan, you mentioned the connection between Life Skills and Unity Days. Now, Unity Days are available to all schools, but very, very few are implementing them the way Daniel Boone is. So we had the pleasure to do Unity Days in many school systems, but currently at Daniel Boone, we have our students, like the three of you, helping to facilitate those days. That's relatively rare. So it speaks to your commitment. It speaks to your skills and talents. So talk a little bit, and Ethan, why don't you begin? Talk a little bit about what Unity Day looks like.
So Unity Day, it's just a day for everyone to just kind of get together, and it's almost like a big party, honestly. It's just the most fun that you'll have. It's like when I see it come up, when Mr. Chappelle is like, hey, we're gonna have a Unity Day soon, it's just like, it's the best. It's the best feeling, just knowing that you're going to be able to go out and just, you know, it's great. And what it looks like is we'll go to certain schools. Our most recent one was at the primary center, and we'll have a bunch of SEL activities, most of which we took from Life Skills Camp, which is again another connection. And then they'll just be set up just around whatever area we have. We'll do it in the gym sometimes. Recently, we've been doing them outside, which is great. And then we'll have a bunch of our student ambassadors. They kind of lead, we kind of lead the activities. We'll have a bunch of different classes come out, different grade levels. You know, anyone and everyone is free to come out and join us. We're having a high school one soon, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you are.
So, I mean, just goes to show you that we have them at all levels.
I thank you for mentioning that we are coming to the high school soon. Actually, I have two dates that I'm very happy about. We have an 11th and 12th grade Unity Day, and we have a 9th and 10th grade Unity Day. I think they're both scheduled for January. And all of your favorite facilitators from my team that you requested will be there. Scott will be there, and Andre will be there, and Trinell will be there, and I will be there. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to wearing my Daniel Boone blue tie, not a Carolina blue, but Daniel Boone blue. Jorge, tell us about your experience with Unity Day. Go back to your first experience, if you can.
My first Unity Day was it was an experience. I didn't know what I was really getting myself into. I was like one day I was just sitting in class and I got told that I was voted to go to Unity Day from teachers and people from our school, like staff and all that. It was a great experience, and I got to meet new people. Like, And my first unity day, we had a staff member in our group. It was Mr. Smaglinski. Mm-hmm. And I've saw sides of people where I've never thought I'd see. Like, there's kids that were genuinely speaking that I don't ever rarely ever see speak. And I feel like my first unity day, I rarely spoke, but I got a little bit into it as the day went on, and I got more comfortable with the people I was around. I was a little skeptical about it at first, but then as I grew into it, I feel like the day got better on, and I got to speak more with my group. I made new friends, and I feel like our unity days are a great impactful way of to meet new people and make new friends, and it's a great opportunity whenever you get it.
Thank you so much, Jorge. Now, Hannah, I'm going to ask you to since you've had the longest experience with Unity Days, I'm going to ask you to kind of talk about a little bit of history, how they came to be, particularly for you, and then move us through your experiences from, I'm going to guess, middle school to now a senior in high school.
Yeah. So again, going back to life skills, everything we do connects back to life skills. We were told about these types of days of Unity Days, and we're like, wow, that's really cool. What is it? And so a group of us the next school year actually got to our first one we ever participate in was at Springford. Mm-hmm. It was at their high school, and we were these middle school kids. We were so out of it. We did not look like we should have been there, but our Springford group, and we still talk to them. We still love all the people at Springford, brought us in, and we learned, wow, this is what like a Unity Day is. And I think that one was partially student led too. And that kind of clicked. And so we just went straight into it. We had one the following couple months after, but it was from middle school and high school grades together. So that one was a little interesting, but our Springford friends got to come and support us through that on that Unity Day. So that was really cool. And ever since then, we're like, wow, this needs to be more. That we need more of these. We need as many people to help as possible and as many people to participate. So we divided it into age groups at the middle school and high school. And then starting 2 years ago, we said, this isn't enough. We need to do more. And we wanted to bring it to the elementary schools because SEL is not just for older kids who like those deep dives, but really younger kids to start the basics of learning it. Really, you can see in our school district, the younger we start with SEL activities, the more heart the kids have, the more inclusive and outgoing these kids are. So it really just started ever since we went to Springford when we were little. And Springford really has just helped us a lot through it.
And as you went to Springford, I know other schools have come to visit you.
Yes, yes.
And really are using Daniel Boone High School now as a model for their initial implementation. And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you so much. So embedded in our conversation, you've mentioned the names in a very complimentary way of a number of staff members. Now, it's my understanding that at some point in the past, not too distant past, you actually had an opportunity to do some professional development with the staff at the high school. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That's incredibly rare. Incredibly rare. I don't know that I could name, I don't even think I could name five other school districts in the country that have done that. Can any of you please speak to, first of all, how that began? And then how you got permission to do it?
Yeah, I can start us off. It was the whole entire school district staff we got to. It wasn't just the high school. Yeah, it was really crazy. It was before the first day of school where all the teachers and staff who worked in the building came to the middle school. And we kind of ran it like a big scavenger hunt Unity Day. We put them in like their departments, like the high school English teachers were all together. And it was each student had a group of teachers, which is crazy. Usually it's like reverse. And we brought them through like SEL activities and the goose chase that you guys showed us, like pretend to be Rocky on the stairs and just weird and silly activities that really just got the teachers smiling. And It was great. We went about asking administration. We said, listen, we need this. And ever since then, they've now come to us saying, listen, we need you. So it's kind of, our administration's really just been supporting us through it all.
That's fantastic. So one final idea. If you had a chance to share anything, be it a word, a phrase, a sentence, with school districts who are listening right now, who are thinking about doing any of the possible things that you're doing at Daniel Boone, what are some things you might say to them? Ethan, why don't you begin?
I would just say that you just have to, you should just do it. You just have to have the drive and just the willingness to go out and just do it. And it provides such a great opportunity for everyone involved. And for those not involved, it creates such a positive environment. So just, you know, if you can, which you definitely can, please do it.
I love it. That's the old Nike slogan, just do it. Thank you, Ethan. Jorge, how about you? What word of wisdom would you leave with our listeners?
Trust your gut.
Oh, I like that very much. Thank you. I love that. Hannah?
I have to go with our school motto at the high school, which is hashtag choose to include. Always bring that up, but you know, if you include, it just takes one person and that makes a big difference. So always choose to include.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you all so very, very much. I greatly appreciate what you've done tonight and all the work you've done to include everyone. Thank you so very, very much. You guys have a safe night.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. See you then. Thank you.